Hi, and welcome back to Ill-Behaved Women, the podcast that exists because well-behaved women aren't the ones who make it into history. And today's episode is a perfect example of exactly that. I'm L.L. Kirshner, your host, a voracious reader, big and small screen fanatic, and unabashed feminist, here to celebrate the unforgettable women taking center stage, whether it's in today's news, historic figures, must-read books, or must-watch shows. Today, we're diving into a trio of tales, plus a book recommendation that will make your blood boil, your hearts ache, and your spirit soar. So buckle up, it's going to get bumpy. First up, the comedy of cruelty. So to kick things off, I want to talk about this comedy show that I saw advertised on, of all places, YouTube. It's advertised as comedy. It's about as funny as a root canal. It's from this company called Uncensored America, an organization that purports to be all about free speech and fighting cancel culture. It's putting on a so-called comedy show. And who are the stars of this laugh riot? Two January 6th insurrectionists roasting Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, I don't know about you, but nothing says hilarious quite like people who tried to overthrow democracy, making fun of the first woman of color to hold the second highest office in the land. Oh, did I say hilarious? I meant horrifying. Let's break this down. Again, Uncensored America claims to be all about free speech, but the only voices that they platform are those from the conservative right wing. It's like they're running a very exclusive club where the password is Make America Gag Again. Here's a wild idea. Maybe, just maybe, true free speech means amplifying diverse voices, not just the ones that agree with you. But what do I know? I am just a podcaster who thinks comedy should be punching up, not down. So, to Uncensored America, I say this. If you're going to claim you're fighting cancel culture with comedy, try not canceling out every voice that doesn't fit your weird worldview. And if you're going to put on a comedy show, really, for the love of God, hire some actual comedians. Next up, thank you for laughing. Next up, When Misogyny Kills. Okay, brace yourselves because this one is pretty gruesome. It's as heartbreaking as it is infuriating. Rebecca Cheptegei, she's a young and brilliant Ugandan athlete. You might have seen her in the Olympics. She was murdered in cold blood in Kenya. Now, in case you haven't heard the story, the partner she was separated from assaulted her at her home by dousing her in gasoline and setting her on fire in front of her children. And she didn't die for hours. Brutal as this crime is, it's matched by the problematic media coverage that followed. And let me explain what I mean by that. Her murder was something that is described as gender-based violence, which is known as femicide. Acts of gender-based violence are essentially hate crimes. They're linked to sexual orientation or gender identity. In this case, Cheptegei's murder was widely reported as if she was the victim of domestic violence. In other words, the true depravity of this killing was erased from the narrative. This kind of reporting puts women under the microscope, as in, well, what happened? What did she do? Newsflash, the problem is not women existing in public spaces. The problem is a society that still treats women as disposable. Again, this wasn't a murder. This was femicide. And it's not the first time it's happened in Kenya, or even in Kenya's elite running community. In 2020, a group was formed in the wake of the femicide of Agnes Tirop. Check it out, tirops-angels.org, tirops-angels.org. The killing of women and girls because of their gender is something we need to name because that's the only way to deal with the thing is to name it. So let's be clear. This isn't just Kenya's problem. This is a global issue that demands global action. Every country needs to recognize femicide for what it is, a hate crime against women. And to Rebecca Cheptegei, a star extinguished far too soon, we see you, we mourn you, and we promise to keep fighting the misogyny that took your life. And finally, let's end on a higher note, shall we? I mean, literally, this is The Wright Sister, a story that's about a woman whose critical contributions to flight were erased from history and a book recommendation. It's about Catherine Wright. Now, if your reaction to that name was, who? I get it. I lived in Ohio. I thought I knew everything about the aviation's rights, but no, I did not, as I realized when I read Tracy Enerson Wright's brand new book, Catherine, the Wright Sister. First of all, I didn't even know there was a Wright sister, and that's because of erasure. According to Orville Wright, however, this was earlier on in his career, Catherine was critical to their success. These are his actual words. When the world speaks of the Wrights, it must include our sister. Much of our effort has been inspired by her. That's what he said before, at age 50, she found love. So her entire life, she dedicated to putting the efforts and work of these two men at the forefront of her life. And finally, she decided to live the life she wanted. Now, she'd been engaged in college. She'd had other, let's say, suitors. But she, again and again, made decisions that were for her brothers, not for herself. Well, at 50, she finally decided she was going to be with the man she loved and marry him and move out of her brother's house, her brother whom she had been taking care of since for decades at that point. That's when he cut her out of the story, literally. The Associated Press received a memo from Orville Wright dated just 2 months after Catherine's wedding. Now, in 30-something, 2 months was rapid-fire technology. Anyway, in this letter that he wrote, this memo, he denies that she contributed financially or scientifically to their success in any way, basically telling AP to stop reporting it that way because at first they did. Okay, that she cooked and cleaned for them is a given. She also ran their bike shop and worked there so they could obsessively work on their invention. Did I mention she also had a full-time job? She was fluent in Latin and Greek. In fact, it was her facility with language, not only language, but also humans, because it seems very clear that the boys were most likely on the spectrum. Anyway, that capability is what enabled her to introduce their invention to the world and ensure the family, after decades of work, would realize an income from their invention. I honestly want to go on and on, but you can and should pick up this book. If, however, you would like to hear about some fictional historical women who were not well-behaved, as well as a few real-life characters who weren't either, please join me at the Gilded Page Bookstore in Tarpon Springs, where I'll be talking about and signing Florida Girls at 7 p.m. on Thursday, September... I think I have the wrong date. Tuesday, September 17th. Or in Gulfport next Friday, September 20th, where I'll be at the Gulfport History Museum, also at 7 p.m., where I'll be in conversation about Florida Girls fact and fiction with the delightful Erin Greenwood, author of Your Robot Dog Will Die, or maybe at your next book club meeting. I'm doing one tonight, so it's on my mind. I have so much fun talking to book clubs, and I give away stuff. You can find out more about booking me for yours at llkirchner.com. That's llkirchner.com/book-clubs, all lowercase. Oh, and though I try to keep up, if you want to see where I'm going to be, your best bet is to follow me on Instagram, where I'm at @llkirchner_. Oh, which brings me to one last note, a PSA. Your pets may be safe in Springfield, but if you're a childless lady and your pet of choice happens to be a cat or cats, you may not be. Don't forget to vote. And that is our show for today, folks. From comedy that's not funny, to tragedy that's all too real, to history that's finally being rewritten, we have covered it all. Remember, being well-behaved has never changed the world, so go out there, make some trouble, question the narratives, amplify voices that others try to silence, and for heaven's sake, learn about the women who have shaped our world. This is LL Kirshner signing off. Until next time, stay curious, joyful, and ill-behaved.